Laura, you have come for the first time?
Second.
This is the second time. You came with your mother?
Mm-hmm. Last time I came with both my parents.
When?
1984, 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
I didn't have these on.
You didn't have any teeth at that time? I didn't have You mean the braids?
I was listening to your tape, the tape somebody taped on Bob's humiliation. Do you have anything to say about that?
But you don't want to listen about his glory?
Yeah, that too. What's the story about that?
The humiliation. What was the tape? What was it? I forget.
It was like a. It was in a little packet, two tapes. Well, I forget.
The thing is, if I remember right, once we were sitting outside here under the tree that you see, the first tree that you come across here, and he was in a good humor and all that sort of thing. And there's a lot of talk and write-ups in the paper about here is a man who says that he's going to break his silence and has not broken his silence and he does not know his mind and how, and he calls himself God and this and that and all that. So that was that topic at the time. It was the season at the time for such things. So he says, how will they know? How and when will they know? This is leading to my humiliation. It's just like this, he says to us. See how it is. I'm engaged in a great war. I have fought the battle, and it has resulted in my being the victor. But I am sorely wounded, fatally wounded in the war. And I am about to drop. But as being a great warrior, and as I'm about to drop, all that I see is nest of ants crawling here and there. So, being a warrior and being what I am, I can't fall on these innocent creatures, you know, that are crawling over there. So I try to balance myself so that I can save them and fall here, you see, where there are no nests. So the delay between trying to avoid the nest of the egg, nest of the ants and falling is the delay in the breaking of my silence every time when I say that. Yeah, that's what it is. And, well, it is left to the public, people, to humiliate me because they don't understand. So, by that he gave us to understand that he is giving us greater and greater scope. You follow? If he were to fall on that, you are finished. You perish. So, he gives us a greater scope that even now, even that time, little time is there that you can save yourself from being perished. That's this. That is the meaning that one has to draw out from it. That the delay in itself is, through his compassion, giving us an opportunity to rescue ourselves. If I remember right, that must have been there. Was that something like this? To that effect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did Baba say about his glorification?
Well, his glorification will be followed by his humiliation.
That's all he said about it?
Yeah. And humanity will be responsible for his glorification. They'll glorify him. How will they glorify him? Each one in his own heart carries the banner high, you see. Every individual is responsible for his humiliation, and every individual in time to come is responsible for his glorification. So you glorify him in your own mode of life, the way you lead your life. This is glorification or his humiliation. It is left to each individual. And when individuals get together and crowd the surface of the earth, then it is en masse glorification. You see. That's how it is. At the time when Jesus was crucified, was there even a speck of imagination that he would be glorified as he is glorified now? At the time when he's crucified, humiliated, people are spitting on him and all that, and abusing him and ridiculing him. Was there any, even a shadow of imagination there that, well, then come a day when he'll be glorified? No, in the minds of those people, no. But he's glorified. Yeah. First is humiliation, then gradually gets to his own glorification, that very humiliation. Even Peter humiliated him by denying him. Judas, his own self. But it all added up to his glorification eventually. It's how one lives one life. One has to be determined to be his. Then we glorify him.